Phillips and PPX, these are secure to this date is 09-18-2025. Dictation is 4. Miss Tammy Eubank. Eubank spells E-U-B-A-N-K. Tammy spells T-A-M-I. Date of birth is 01-11-1976. This is a 49-year-old female. Heavy vomiting period. Miss Barbara, patient stated this symptom started yesterday and is worse today. Says she cannot keep anything down. Anything she drinks or eat comes right back up via vomit or spirit. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies trauma. She reports diarrhea, nausea. Next line, patient denies headache, denies neck pain, denies stiff neck. Next line, denies rash. Next line, denies increased temperature. Next line, patient says she has no appetite and has not been eating or drinking for at least 2 days, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Hypercholesterolemia, anxiety. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% of room air, blood pressure is 143 over 84, pulse 100, respiration 29, temperature 98.7. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, next, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic, initially at 130, repeat as 100. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. Active bowel sounds, period. No tenderness of palpation, period. No rebound, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph, skin. Patient's mucous membranes are dry, period. Next paragraph, no abrasions, no lacerations, no macules or papules, period. Next paragraph, extremities. Full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no, antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neural alert oriented at 3, cranial nerves 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is dehydration, number 2 is cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, number 3 vomiting, number 4 nausea, period. Next paragraph, in clinic today, patient received the following: normal saline, IV. One-liter bolus. Patient was re-evaluated after completing 1 liter, and she still appeared dry. A urinalysis revealed ketones of 160. I administered a second normal saline IV bolus. Next line, Zofran IV for vomiting and nausea, 4 milligrams. Next line, patient was noted to be having tremors in upper and lower extremities. Benadryl was given, 50 milligrams IV. And tremors certainly subsided after Benadryl, period. Next line, urine drug screen was done. Urine drug screen was positive for cannabinoids. Urinalysis reveals ketones 160, specific gravity of 1.030, pH is 6.0, proteins of 100. Please add to her diagnosis proteinuria. Next paragraph. after two liters of fluids were given IV, patients reassessed. She indicated that she's feeling much better. Physical exam reveals her moist mucous membranes are moist. The patient has had no episode of vomiting while in the room receiving IVs and Zofran. She's comfortable with my discharge plan. She was strongly encouraged to come back if she's not better, to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Bentil, 20 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Zofran, 4 milligrams ODT, 1 PO SL, TID, PRN, 4, nausea / vomiting. The next paragraph, labs are drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, A1C, lipid profile. Patient was advised she would be called with these results for further discussion if they are abnormal, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.